for. Amen, 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 amen. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. I haven't quoted this scripture in a long time. When some of you see what it is, you're going to go, yeah, right. You preached on it last Wednesday. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Let's just read it together, can we? Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Let's read it one more time. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I love you so much. You're so good to us. And I ask that you would be with us tonight as we study your word, God. I ask that you would anoint me today as your speaker, God. Use me. I ask that you would anoint the ears and the hearts of these today, that we would receive your word for what it is, God, that it would do a work inside of us like never before. Amen. That a revelation would take place. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody with me say, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you. You can be seated. Would you clap your hands one more time to the Lord? Praise God. Thank you, Sister Angela. What a tremendous job she did tonight. Hallelujah. She thought she needed the keys, the notes, and all that stuff. I told her, I said, Sister Angela, you can play by ear. I said, if you would just concentrate, you'd be able to play by ear. And we were trying to sing this one song, and she did. And she just picked it out by ear. I'm so proud of her. Amen. Praise God. My scripture setting is going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1. But I wanted to go back to that scripture because it really kind of lays a foundation again for what I'm going to be preaching tonight. Amen. The scripture lets us know with all diligence. Amen. That is a searching out. Amen. Of our heart. Because things can fall in our heart even when we don't even expect it and we're not realizing it. Amen. And so the scripture lets us know to keep watch in that area, because out of it are the issues of life. A lot of times we have things in life that are giving us havoc, not everything, but a lot of stuff can go right back to the issues, amen, to the things that have gotten into our heart. Amen. And so here we are today, amen. I want to talk to you today on the subject, no prophet without love. Amen. No prophet without love. How many wants the prophet? Everybody wants a prophet. Amen. We got some couponers in the house today. Hallelujah. I seen a picture on somebody who was selling a bunch of stuff there. Their garage was like Walmart. Amen. I was thinking, my Lord have mercy. Praise God. But everybody wants the prophet. Amen. I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1. And the scripture says, though I speak, and this is Paul, and Paul's talking to the church in Corinth. This is a letter, amen. This is another good illustration of why that we know today that there is a church, and I know that we are the body of Christ, amen. We are the church, but this lets us know that even today that he expects his people to gather together. Amen. Because these were letters wrote to the church. Everybody say the church. In Corinth. Amen. And so Paul is talking to the church in Corinth, and there's some issues that he's dealing with. So he's preaching to the church. Everybody say he's preaching to the church. Amen. We can use some preaching from time to time. Amen. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. Everybody say charity. I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Amen. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, everybody say charity,
charity.
I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Amen. Now, charity in the scripture, in the Greek, and that is what the word is written originally in, Greek and Hebrew. And this word charity in the Greek is agape. Everybody say agape.
Agape.
Amen. You just learned the word in Greek. Amen. And so that word agape means love. Amen. It's not just any love, but it's unconditional love. It's a love that goes very deep. It goes to a very depth. Amen. Agape love is that love that's unconditional, that love that says, I'm going to love you in spite of your flaws. Amen. Amen. That love, amen, that I spoke of earlier, amen, about how that Jesus loved us so much, amen, that he took on the cross, amen, for you and I, and my, for our sins, amen, because he loved us so much, amen. Amen. The scripture tells us in several areas in the Bible, it talks about love. It talks about how that we are to love our neighbor as we love what? Ourselves. Amen. Amen. It talks also too about that we are to love our enemies. And that's hard to do, isn't it? Amen. But we have to have that love of Christ inside of us. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And so he says that he's speaking to the church in Corinth, saying, you know, he starts off by talking and mentioning eight things here, and says that if I have all of these and don't have love, it profiteth me nothing. Amen. He used a symbol. He used as a example. He says, if I don't have love, amen, I can have all these. I can look like a Christian. I can even talk like a Christian. I can act like a Christian. Amen. But if I don't have charity, if I don't have love, I might just use this a little bit more today. That sounded pretty good. Pretty thunk. Thong. Amen. Nothing pretty about that. Amen. And Paul's talking to the church and he's saying, you know what? You're doing good, amen. Everything's, amen, you're looking right, you're acting like, but you don't have the love that you should have, amen. And he's telling them, you know, I can have all of these things, but if I don't have charity, if I don't have love, amen, amen, I am just like, amen, tinkling brass, amen, or a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, amen. There's nothing there, amen. And he goes on to say in verse 4, he says, charity suffereth long. Amen. Amen. How many can witness today that in your ability to love, amen, you have found a place where you had to love along? Amen. 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 Charity suffereth long. Amen. Sometimes, amen, love's not that easy to continue. Hello. Sometimes love takes work. Sometimes love takes effort. Praise God. And he also mentions, he says, that charity suffereth long and is kind. Hallelujah. He says, charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Uh-oh. Amen. Hallelujah. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Amen. Charity. I'm talking about the love of Christ. If we have the love of Christ, amen. Amen. These are things that should or should not be portrayed in our life. Amen. Seeketh not her own. Amen. In other words, charity that comes from God. Amen. Amen. That we should bestow on the people. Amen. Amen. It's not selfish. Amen. Amen. It envieth not. Charity, it's not puffed up. Hallelujah. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own, is not easily provoked. Has anybody said heard anything yet that you already know you need to work on? Don't raise your hands. It's not a confession night. Amen. Amen. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. Amen. Amen. Don't get excited about doing things that aren't right. Hello. Praise God. I'm talking about that love. Amen. Amen. The love of God that's in a saint of God, that's in a child of God. Amen. Amen. It has regulations to it. Amen. There's certain things that we do or don't do. And amen. But it's not just because that we don't do it or we do it. It's because we got a love inside of us that says, I love God. Amen. That's why I behave the way that I do. That's how come I do certain things or I don't do certain things. Amen. Because I've got to have that agape love working inside of my life. Amen. Verse 6, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Hallelujah. Amen. If you get the love in your heart, like I'm talking and I'm preaching to you tonight, I want you to know it'll affect, amen, your faith. Yes. Amen. Amen. It beareth all things. Amen. If you can get a hold of the message I'm trying to preach to you tonight, amen, you'll find yourself bearing some things that you normally wouldn't be able to bear. Praise God. I can put up with some things from my children. Amen. Simply because I love them. Hallelujah. I'm not going to throw them to the side. I'm not going to kick them to the curb because I love them. Amen. Amen. Love will cause you to, amen, to be patient. Hallelujah. Amen. These are qualities, amen, that must be found in a child of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. So, all these that he has mentioned, he says, if I have all these but I don't have love, it profits me nothing. Now, these gifts are good gifts that he's talking about. Amen. Amen. They're good deeds. Amen. They can profit others.
Yes.
Well,
amen. They can profit others, but they won't profit.
Come on.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. For instance, if you give me all your money, it helped me, but it ain't going to help you.
Come on.
If you want to try it, you can.
Amen. Amen. If you did it without the love of God, I want you to know, there's some things that you do out of the love of God, amen, and you can't give too much. I'm not talking about finances tonight. I'm talking about the whole aspect of life. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Talks about I could even give my body to be burned. Amen. But without charity. Amen. I'm just like nothing. Amen. Just a sound of brass. Amen. I can preach until I die. But if I don't do it because I have the love of God, and if I don't do it for eternity, amen. Do you understand what I'm trying to preach to you today? Amen. I can give my whole life to the ministry. I can preach until I can't preach no more. I can preach until my tonsils get splattered on the back wall. But if I have not done it with the godly love that I should bestow, amen, it profits me nothing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brother Neil, not here today, but Brother Neil can, amen, he's doing a good job playing the bass. Amen. I love to hear him play the bass, but he could play the bass until the strings pop off and wrap around his neck. Amen. Sister Angela, I love to hear her play the drums, but she can play the drums until they fall apart. And Sister Skiles can play the piano until the pedals fall off. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But if we don't do it with love, it profits us nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's what God wants us to understand tonight. Amen. Amen. You've got to do things because you love God. Amen. You got to do things because you love His church. Amen. Amen. And you love others. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ladies, you can make them pretty candy bouquets until we, amen, get all the supplies from all the stores. Amen. And we pass everybody in Gatesville, a nice pretty candy bouquet, amen. Amen, you can come up here and make those things till late at night, and you have the last couple of nights, amen. I commend you on that, amen. But if you're not doing it out of love, amen, it profits us nothing, amen. Do you understand what Pastor's trying to teach us tonight, amen? There are things that a child of God, amen, does, amen, not out of necessity, not because we're made to, but because we love God and He loves us. Amen. It's not about me, but it's about Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. All my preaching without the love of God and for the love of the church and the love for the lost wouldn't do me no good. Amen. It would be like sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Amen. Your testimonies. Amen. Your testimonies, your giving. Amen. Amen. All of this that I'm talking about. Amen. If not done in the right order, if not done with love. Amen. It profits us nothing. Amen. When Brother Neil plays the bass, if I was to go and I was to turn all these keys, what I'm going to call them, that might not be the right name for them, but do you think if I was to turn all these keys, do you think it would sound good when Brother Neil comes up to play that thing Sunday? I would be able to go up and play it like that. Amen. Amen. We don't play the old time pianos like we used to. Sometimes I miss those. But you had to have them tuned, didn't you? You had to have somebody come in and tune it because, amen, if you didn't, after a while it would just... Come here, Sister Angela. Amen. I'm going to sing "Oh How He Loves." Y'all ready? Y'all sing it with me. Oh, how He loves, oh, how He loves me, oh, how He loves me. You're not singing it with me? Do you understand? There has to be some tuning. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But I wish I could undo that thing and let brother, so I could really show you this is the best illustration I can think of. But watch, sister, just imagine
playing out of tune. Amen. Things aren't tuned up right. Amen. Things aren't going right. They're being done in the wrong manner or the wrong formula. Amen. But look what happens. Amen. When one goes in and tunes the instrument. Amen. Let's sing. Sing it. Come on. Play it. Sing it. You hear that?
Oh,
how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. Come on.
He loves us.
Oh, how
He loves.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You see how it works? Praise God. And so it is with our lives. Amen. If we're doing things, amen, just because it's expected of us, amen. If I say that I'm a Christian, then I shouldn't talk dirty or I shouldn't entertain those filthy jokes. If I'm a Christian, I guess I got to go to church. I got to do this. No, no, no. When you do it like that, you're just a sound of brass. There's nothing there. Amen. But whenever you have love in your heart, like Paul was trying to teach the church of Corinth, amen, there can be some adjustments. Hallelujah. Amen. God, amen, can adjust and work. Sometimes you might not be sounding like perfect notes and perfect keys, but at least, amen, you're at a place in your life where God can tweak and He can adjust and He can work, amen, until eventually, amen, amen. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm trying to tell you today? Amen. There's right ways and wrong ways to live for God. And the right way is to have the love of Jesus Christ inside of us. But not just inside of us, but let it boil over onto everybody else. Amen. See, people they want that. Amen. Whenever that's your life, people are going to see that. They're going to feel that. They're going to long for that. Amen. If that's all you got, amen. That sounds like the Dong Show from the 70s. Praise God. Amen. But we got to have something that's music to the world here that says, hey, I've got something better than what you're going through. I got something. It's called the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we have to be there. We have to be available. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God.
Come on.
Amen, amen, amen. The love of God.
Yes.
The love of God. Amen, amen. A good illustration of that agape love. Amen. A few months ago, Sister Skiles, some of y'all ladies go to the nursing home and you go up there and you show your love, that agape love that I'm talking about to the people up there. Amen. Amen. I remember Sister Skiles come home a few months ago, and as soon as she walked in the door, she was trying not to, but as soon as she seen me, she just broke down and tears just started streaming down her face. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she began to tell me about how that this lady that she's been praying with up there, cussed her out and told her not to ever come back into her room, and she don't need her Christianity and this, that, and the other. And really, she felt as though, you know, maybe I just don't need to go back up there anymore. And when I looked at her, I said, "Honey," I said, "you keep going up there. Because that's true love. You're going up there because you truly love those people and you want to be a help to them. Amen. You keep going up there because you're going about it in the right manner. Amen. Just don't go in her room no more. Just don't go in her room no more. Just, you know, be friendly, but if she don't want you there, you can't. Don't go in there, because then you're trying to force something on somebody." Amen. And so, you know, she's kept going up there. But anyway, so this agape love that I'm talking about, it has true benefits for us. Amen. This was months ago. And my wife called me last night. Amen. We had already talked. We had already made goo-goo eyes to each other over the telephone. Amen. I'm ready to go to bed. I'm ready to hook up my machine. We won't talk about it. Amen. And all of a sudden she calls me back and she's excited and she's got something that's bubbling now inside of her. She says, "You won't believe who just called me." And I said, "Who?" She said, "The lady that told me not to ever come back." She called me and she apologized to me and said that she's really sorry about how she acted and she wanted to know how I was doing and she wanted to know if I'd forgive her and my wife says, "Yes, you know, I forgive you and I'm so glad you called. It means so much to me." Amen. Amen. But what I'm trying to tell you tonight, church, is there's a love, amen, that comes from God. Amen. And if you'll let Him, amen, He'll fill each and every one of us with that kind of a love. That love, amen, that agape love. That love that'll reach out, amen, and grab a hold of places, amen, that normally we would walk away and go, "I'm fed up with that. I'm not going back no more."
Come on.
Amen. Amen. But that agape love, there's benefits there. Amen. When you do something for the kingdom of God, not because you want to do it, but because you love God. You love the things of God. You love His church. You love His people. You love this community. Praise God. Amen. He'll bless that. He'll bless that. Amen. Some wonder why that they don't ever receive these blessings. Amen. Maybe it's because your attitude is wrong. Amen. I'm not trying to beat up on nobody today. I'm trying to help somebody today. Come on, hear your pastor today. Come on. I want us to have the love of God inside of us because that's what this world needs. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. When you come to church, when you clap your hands, when you worship, amen. Amen. If we're not doing it for the right reasons. Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Paul says it don't have no tone. Amen. There's nothing there. You can't tune that. Amen. I got to thinking earlier. Amen. In study, I got to thinking about how the world has made the tinkling brass sound pleasant. You know, I kind of like hitting my cymbals and all, you know. Got on Sister Angela here a while back. I said, "You need to start throwing some of those cymbals in there." Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's be careful. Let's be careful because we can confuse, amen. You know, here's the thing. There's a principle behind it. You understand? There's a principle behind it. Amen. The principle says that, you know, I can look right, act like, I can do all these things, amen. I can be a good person. But if you're not doing it out of love, it will profit you nothing. Amen. Amen. If my message don't come to you through the love of God, if what we do isn't done through the love of God, we have profited nothing. Amen. The point that I want to leave with the church tonight is this. I believe that we need the gifts of the Spirit. I believe that I need the anointing to preach this word like it's meant to be. But number one, we need the love of God. Because all these, without the love of God, is just sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Amen. How many wants to have the love of God?
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. 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 Amen.
It's especially so to God. Amen. You might make it sound pretty to somebody else, but to God, amen. It's not sounding too good. Amen. We can fool each other. Amen. But there's never been a man, and there's never been a woman that can fool God. Amen. There's going to be people on the judgment day that are going to argue with God. I'll say that again. There's going to be people on judgment day that are going to argue with God.
Yes, come on.
Amen. And God's going to say, just like He said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 33, amen. God will say, I want the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. The sheep are His people. The goats are the ones that aren't saved. Amen. And many will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? That's what it's going to sound like to them. Amen. And in Thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. My, my. Amen. There's a thing about having the real deal. And people can tell. Amen. I believe that. People can tell when it's the real deal. Amen. Amen. But people are using Jesus' name, but they're not using it to remit their sins. Amen. People that are using Jesus' name, but not have the love of God. I can take you to churches right now that you walk in and you don't feel the love of God in there. It's a sad place. It might as well be a country club. Might as well, amen. I think that's really the reason why the church has turned off so many people in the world that we live in today. But I want you to know, I don't want to ever pastor a church that people can't come into this church and feel true, genuine love. Hello. That agape love. I don't ever want anybody in this church, amen, to do something just because pastor asked you to do it. Amen. But because I love God, amen, and He loves me, I'm going to. Praise God. We're living in a day of spiritual revival, but not all of the spiritual revivals that are going on are the real deal. And we better know the difference. Amen. The scripture says if we don't have a love for the truth, that He'll send us a strong delusion and we will believe a lie and be damned. Amen. I want to do things the right way. Romans chapter 13 and verse 7 through 10. The scripture says, render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Everybody say love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Amen. If we carry ourselves with good morals, amen. Amen. Let's make sure that we do it because we are fulfilling the law with love. Amen. There's right ways and wrong ways to do things. You can stand. Amen. If I don't cuss, if I don't steal, amen, it better be because of the love of God. It better be because of the love that I have for the lost. Hallelujah. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Come on. Amen. Amen. I want you to pray this little old prayer with me right now. Everyone say, God, give me more love than I've ever had. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sister Amy, I want you to play that song again. Oh, how he loves. Amen. Let's just gather around the front for just a moment. Can we just pray and just love him? Ask God to fill us full of the love that he would have us to bestow to our neighbor. Hallelujah. Amen. You know that love that I'm talking about? Amen. And it'll cause you to forgive when otherwise you wouldn't be able to forgive. Amen. The love that I'm talking about today will cause you to go further, do more. Amen. The love that I'm talking about will allow you a greater fulfillment to be a giver and not just a taker. Man, I feel the Lord right now. Praise God. Amen. Would you raise your hands? Would you talk to him right now? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Oh, come on. Let him work on you. Come on. Be something like a stringed instrument. Be something that God can fine tune that will sound beautiful to the ears of a sinner. Don't be like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Help me, Lord, as the pastor of this church, to show a greater depth in love.
And oh, how he loves us so.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.